Hello, Tony. Hey there, class. Let me introduce myself. My name is Lisa Tran, and I'm originally from Stockton, California. I was born and raised there. For those of you who don't know where Stockton at, that's kind of a good thing. Well, it's about 8 hours up north near our state capital, Sacramento. San Diego and Stockton are extremely different from each other. It's like black and white, hot and cold, yin and yang. You get the point, right? Stockton's a lot more serene and not as exciting as San Diego at all. I'm kind of a beach girl. I love going to the beach, and there's absolutely no beaches around Stockton at all. So if I wanted to go to the beach, I would have to drive to San Francisco or Santa Cruz. But the water there is as cold as ice. It's not nearly as warm as San Diego beaches. I love the weather in San Diego also, and I feel so spoiled by it. It's so hot during the summer in Stockton. It's always about 90 to 100 plus degrees, almost every day. No joke, guys. So the summer nights are pretty fun, but everyone usually stay in and try to keep cool during the day. It's also pretty darn cold during the winter time. It rains a lot and it's always gloomy out. I really don't like the winter time in Stockton because the weather really affects me, and when it's cold and raining out, there's really not much one can do. Overall, there's not much one can do in Stockton. This is kind of sad to say, and I feel kind of bad saying it, but Stockton's a pretty boring place. Even though my life is in San Diego now, Stockton's always going to be home sweet home in my heart. So enough about Stockton, let me talk about my major now. So my intended major is biology because I want to become an optometrist one day. I find myself more interested in math and science than English or history. I guess math and science is just more exciting to me. One of the main reasons I'm taking physics is because I'm required to. It is a lower division requirement for biology majors. At first, I didn't realize that I use and see physics in my everyday life. Physics is really all around me. I learned that physics is not just about thinking or problem-solving, but it's also the car I drive to my school, my cell phone that I can't live without, the light switch that I turn on every day, my TV. It's everywhere. Physics is also the biggest small dipper in the sky at night. It's the earth that you and I live on, and it makes the stars and moons shine at night, and the sun shine during the day to brighten up your day. I learned that physics is the science of matter, energy, and space. Taking Physics 188 gave me a better understanding at why it is important to take physics as a lower division class for a bio major, because physics is basically the foundation of all physical sciences such as chemistry or biology. I feel that physics is important to my future because, for one, I have to fulfill this requirement in order to take any upper division classes for my major. I feel that physics is important to my intellectual growth because I do use physics every day and didn't know that. But now I understand it and know how to apply the laws and formulas to physics. I feel that Tony repeatedly reinforces me to practice problem solving, not just to get the right answer or prepare me for the exams, but for me to understand the problem and know how to use the formulas and apply it towards the problems and see how it's really all around me and it really does exist every day. It's pretty rewarding when I know how to solve the problem and get the right answer. So college has definitely been quite an experience for me. Sometimes I feel as if school's never gonna end and it's such a drag, but then again, I really do enjoy my time here. And I do love the college life. It's not just all about fun. I feel more free, more independent, and a lot more responsible for my own actions. That's for sure. It has been pretty life-changing also. I feel that college is so different from high school. In high school, I had to attend class every day. If I ditched a class that day, I knew my parents was going to get a phone call that night wondering why I wasn't in a certain class that day. In college, most teachers, they don't really care if you have perfect attendance or not. I'm still paying for my tuition no matter what. Well, actually, my parents are, so I can't just flush the money down the drain. So if I'm responsible enough to sign up for my classes, that is my responsibility to attend class and learn or simply fall behind if I don't go. So it's pretty much up to me with what I want to make of it. The purpose of me going to college is to become someone of myself one day anyways. It's also to accomplish one of my lifelong goals, and not only to make myself proud, but also my family proud of me. Therefore, I hope to graduate with a Bachelor of Science degree in biology at SDSU. After SCSU, hopefully I get into optometry school somewhere here in California. I really don't want to leave California, so right now I'm looking into UC Berkeley. So that's pretty much what I have planned right now, and I hope everything goes smoothly according to my plan. Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you, and I hope you guys feel like you know me a little bit better now. Have a good one, class, and have fun at SCSU.